opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to the KRMG Gardening Show with Alan Storjahan. Alan's been Oklahoma's garden answer man for over 25 years. With a question about your lawn, landscape, or garden, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. Here's your expert, Alan Storjahan.
Well, that was fast. I mean, it just came, rained, and left. Did it not? Wow. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Saturday on the backside of this storm system that came through the Tulsa area this morning. And that's just really good news because of what I'm doing today and what you should do as well. Come to the Home Builders Association Tulsa Home and Garden Show right here at River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. The doors won't be open for a little while. They do open at 10 o'clock this morning, but you can make plans to be down here. And you'll probably experience the best home and garden show in the region right here in Tulsa. It is amazing. It really is. And so much going on here. Lots of highlights, lots of special things happening. And we'll be going through those as this hour progresses here. But we'll have some of the folks that are running it get on with me and tell you all about it. So keep it tuned in. You'll find out just some special, special information about what you'll see when you come. If you haven't been to one of these in a couple years, this would be a good year to come because you may need something when it comes to your home repair, remodeling, or even landscaping, lawn care. You might just need some special information from the Master Gardeners. They're all going to be here. In addition to that, I'll be here till noon, so you can stop by the table where I am. I'm actually on the south side of the building toward the east end, the lower section of the expo building here, the River Spirit Expo, so you can come down and see me here. I'm not too far from the family stage, the cooking stage, so it's going to smell good right here during the gardening show this morning. So call if you have a question or just get ready to come on over and ask one in person. When you do get here, you can just come right up to the microphone, ask your question right on the air. You can pick up some of the things that I brought along. I brought tip sheets on making this a great garden year. Also got my quick tips for success with plants and a couple other handouts, one on how to grow vegetables and one how to grow fruits. So it's just going to be really, really a great time. So invite you to come on out and see me. And when you're here, you're going to have a great time. So glad to have the co-chair of the show this year, Mr. Alan Jenkins. Is that right?
Yes, sir. How are
you? Alan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I like the pink. You guys look really good. The show is beautiful. It's really, really well set up. So nice. Tell folks what you want them to know about this year's show.
Well, this show is brought to you by the Home Builders Association of Greater Tulsa. It's our 70th anniversary of 70. Putting on this show.
70 years.
70 years.
That's amazing.
Started in 1949 at a skating rink, and it's grown into this show. And so we've got 350,000 square feet here with over 500
man.
Exhibitors.
Wow.
And it's an all-volunteer ran show, and it always has been for the last 70 years.
Well, you guys do such a wonderful job. You got some great volunteers here, and it is fun. It's really fun to come check it all out. Last year, I was telling the crew here before I set up, I said, we're right down here in the lower area. At noon, it'll be bun to bun down here. So many people come. It's so great. So do you have some special presentations or some things going on here that's new this year?
We do. We have some exciting things going on this year. Down at our family stage, which is on the lower level, we have the Olati dog family that won America's Got Talent. And they're going to be putting on dog shows today and tomorrow. We have the ONG Cooking with Gas stage, and we have Food Network's Emily Ellen. She's cooking up some of her favorite recipes and letting you sample those, as well as other local chefs around the area are doing that. We have a homemade stage, do-it-yourselfers. We've got Chip Wade from Home and Garden Shows TV.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing do-it-yourself projects, and you can ask questions about how to do things, and so he's going to be out here. And then we have a beer garden this year. Marshall's Brewing, which is a local brewery, is selling their beers, and we've got big screen set up, and so that's a lot of fun. And
something for everyone. I mean,
there
if you're
something
a dog lover,
out here for
or if you need a beer, you can come here to the Home Guard Show.
Absolutely,
that is awesome. Really good. Well, and it starts at 10.
Starts at 10 today.
9 o'clock
at 9 closes. Today.
And tomorrow we're open again?
Tomorrow 11 to 5.
How's it been so far this week?
It's been great. It started out a little cold, but
yes.
it got better through the week, and it's been good.
Very exciting. Well, I'm so excited to be here. Glad to have a chance to tell folks all about it. And if you guys are listening and you need information, can they find out more on your website?
HBA.com.
HBA.com. Great organization, the Greater Tulsa Home Builders Association, wonderful folks. I guess if you need a house built, you could find out who can do it for you right there.
There's builders out here, and they have their booths, and there's remodelers. I mean, there's something really for everybody, all kinds of things here.
Thank you, Alan, for stepping up to the mic.
You're
Congratulations
welcome.
Congratulations on a great show again.
Appreciate it.
70 years, that's amazing. Alan Jenkins, co-chair of the show this year, and we appreciate him stopping by. If you have a gardening question, call the number 918-460-KRMG, and we'll get you in here. And we'll also, you know, if you have questions about the show, we'll tell you where you can go to get that information right here at the show. So it's here at the River Spirit Expo, Expo Square. Starts in about, well, maybe about 50 minutes or so. You can get in the doors, and I'm right inside the south door on the lower level, so you can come see me there if you want to know where I'm at. Sometimes it's hard to find me here, but that's where I'm going to be. So spring blooms are on the way. I had so many friends that have been online and their Facebook pages, they've been saying, what's up this year? The bulbs are not blooming out very quickly. I mean, their daffodils are not coming in. Their tulips are not coming in. And then they show pictures from last year's post that have all the flowers that they have blooming by now. And it has a little bit to do with what Alan just said. It's been chilly, and we've had some extreme cold, and it has pretty much put things on a little bit of a delay. So we've seen a delayed bloom on the bulbs. You're going to see a delayed bloom on a lot of shrubs, too. If you're normally seeing things this time of year, like your quince and some of your forsythia starting to come out, maybe even your winter jasmine has been delayed, although that one sometimes blooms in February, so that's one that you don't have to worry as much about. But there'll be a delayed bloom on a lot of different plants. Just hope and keep your fingers crossed that the severe cold that we got down in the single digits didn't hammer your hydrangeas. Most asked about plant here on the gardening show are hydrangeas, and people are just a little bit worried that theirs may not make it through so good. I've got my fingers crossed for mine, that's for sure. Definitely one of those plants that can, at least the ones that are not the reblooming varieties. If you have a hydrangea that blooms on new growth, like the Annabelle types or the different summer blooming hydrangeas, you won't have to worry. And there are some reblooming macrophyllas, those big mop head types. Those are rebloomers there too, so we're really fortunate to have those. But we've got a bunch of the old varieties that may not do their thing if those flower buds are killed by cold. So if you have a question about your hydrangeas, your tomatoes, your trees, shrubs, flowers, fruits, whatever it might be, invite you to call or text. We'll get you in here and talk to you about it, or we'll answer your text question when we come back after this brief commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk to you. So give me a call, 918-460-KRMG. I'm Alan Storjohn, broadcasting live today from the Tulsa Home and Garden Show. It's not open yet, but it will be at 10, 70th annual event. So it's going to be remarkable. Come on out and check it out. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to The Gardening Show right here on News 102.3 KRMG.
If you're seeing trouble spots in your lawn, landscape, or garden, pick up the phone and call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. And talk it over right now with Oklahoma's Garden Answer Man. This is the KRMG Gardening Show on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, here's your expert, Alan Storjohn.
Welcome back. Having a great morning. So far, so good. We're here at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show, and the doors will be opening in about 40 minutes. minutes at 10 o'clock here, so hope you'll come on out and enjoy a wonderful show. It's their 70th year here, and that is amazing in itself. So when you come in, the south door's on the east end. You'll find me right inside the door there, and hope you'll stop by and say hi. I brought in some things for you. One of the little booklets that I have for you is my booklet that's got two things. One is the helpful tips for the home fruit grower, and the other side just flips over and how to grow vegetables. And this time of year, a lot of people are starting their vegetable garden, and you might be doing that. So if you need some tips on how to get it all up and going, this would be a good booklet for you. I also brought a tip sheet called Make This a Great Garden Year with some of my ideas on the whole thing, with the backside of that sheet, the Oklahoma Garden Planning Guide from Oklahoma State. So that's something that will give you some start off if you need it. And these are great resources. The Bonide Company has provided these booklets for you. And I wanted to tell you, if you're thinking about vegetable gardening and you just have a lawn area that's Bermuda grass, it is a little bit more difficult to get started because the Bermuda root system is still there. You can't do anything about it. You can't spray it or do anything you wouldn't want to anyway. So if you rototill that area up or remove as much of the sod as possible, just by digging all that sod up and removing the roots, you're still going to see it come back. It always does, unless you put down some kind of an organic barrier. I would highly suggest you go with some sort of a paper or cardboard layer, newspaper or cardboard layer, and cover that with mulch and then just plant down through that. And if you use a thick enough layer of newspaper, which is generally about 4 or 5 sheets thick, or a just a cardboard box kind of a layer there, just flattened out with the mulch or your garden soil on the surface that you want to do. Some people will go raised bed with that kind of a situation. You'll keep most of that Bermuda from coming up. It'll die out because it gets smothered out. So you start off with that. If you already got a place that's prepared and ready to go, it's not a bad idea. Many times it's highly recommended that you do a soil analysis to see what the nutrient condition is out there, the pH and all that. So take your soil sample to Oklahoma State University's extension office here in Tulsa, or your county if you're listening outside of the Tulsa County area, and they'll send it to Still Water and come back with recommendations on the amount of fertilizer to add to that space on a 1,000-square-foot basis. And then you can beef it up with fertilizer, with organic matter. The best thing you can add to your garden is compost. Add lots of whatever you can get out there, spade it in, rototill it in, and get started, because you can be planting a lot of things this next 2 weeks, starting off with your leafy vegetables, your root vegetables, your cold crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, potatoes, and onions, and all those things can go in the ground in the next 2 weeks. So it's really a great time to get started in the vegetable garden. If you have questions about that, call 918-460-KRMG. Let's go to the phones and see if we still have Ray on the line. Hi there, Ray. Appreciate you calling me.
How you doing, Alan? Thanks for taking my call. My problem is I have a couple of pine trees, and the woodpeckers really love them. They look like Swiss cheese out there. What do I need to do?
Well, that problem is very common. They're sapsuckers. The sapsucker bird looks very similar to a woodpecker, fairly closely related to one, and they just do that. They wound the tree to get the sap. They get the insects that are drawn to the sap as well, and so they'll come back to the same tree unless you can discourage them from doing that. So hanging things up there that make noise and using a pruning paint aerosol to spray those wounds, they won't be as inclined to re-wound it in the same spot if you get some pruning paint all over the wounds that they've been causing. Now, sometimes that's real hard to do because it's up higher in the tree than you can reach. But that's the two techniques that I recommend people try first, is to put some pie pans up there on strings or something else that's going to bang around in the wind, and that way they will not want to come over to your trees often.
Okay. Okay. I'll give it a try. Thank you.
Good luck with that. I know that it can be very, very hard on a pine tree, particularly if they go in a circle around the trunk and it ends up girdling the tree by just restricting the water flow and nutrient flow up and down. So too much of those holes will really weaken the tree, and it can be susceptible to other problems that will cause it to die out. So you have to kind of do what you can to slow up the bird damage before it gets really bad. Hey, call me if you have a question. It looks like it's 25 minutes after 9 o'clock now. This is the time that a lot of us normally enjoy the bulbs as they come up. And We always travel around to see the shows at the botanic gardens around the country. Many of the zoos and botanic gardens will put out displays of spring flowering bulbs, and it's just really, really fun to see. And if you're interested in going places like that, you can always just do a little bit of a search. Google some of the gardens in our area. You can see a great show of bulbs here in Tulsa. As you drive around, some of the residential areas will have quite a few bulbs out there, but you go to the Woodward Park area and the Linnaeus Garden, and don't forget to go out to the Tulsa Botanic Garden. They many times have thousands of bulbs out there. It's beautiful when they're all in bloom. So check with them and see when they're expecting them to be peaking. For folks that want to know about the Dallas Arboretum, which we went there last spring with a bus group, there's really will probably be at its peak in about 2 weeks. The third week of March is when I've really seen the most beautiful show of bulbs. We hit it perfect last year, the third week of March. You could try it during spring break week. If you have a spring break that week, you could see a wonderful show. They only have 850,000 tulips and daffodils in bloom. And the way they plant them down there is basically they mix them together with early, mid, and late blooming tulips in the same barrel and the colors that they want in a certain planting bed. They have it color coordinated. They mix them all up, and then they just throw them out there. They throw them out there on the ground, and they virtually, it's almost like they're mulching the ground with these tulip bulbs, and they also put other things in there. And then they're planted by hand after they spread them out there so that they're virtually maybe an inch or two apart. And so you get the early bulbs blooming, then the mid-season come along, and then you have some later ones. And they actually remove the seed pods off the spent blooms and the stems. They have a crew that goes through all those beds down there and keeps them all groomed and cleaned out. We got to witness that when we were there. Oh, it's really amazing. So that's really a show, maybe the best bulb show in America, actually, unless you were to go to Longwood Gardens in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Maybe the Missouri Botanic Gardens has a pretty good show, but I don't know. Nothing like that one they have down there at the Dallas Arboretum and Botanic Garden. Well, we're real close to the bottom of the hour news. Not sure if I have enough time to take another caller, but just enough time to tell you we're here at the 70th Annual Tulsa Home and Garden Show. And the doors aren't open yet, but they will be in approximately 12, maybe 32 minutes. So it's enough time for you to get in the car, make your way over here, maybe stop and get a cup of coffee before you come. Or, you know, you could get one here. They've got plenty of great concessions here in the building. They're open from 10 to 9 today and open again tomorrow from 11 to 5, sponsored by Arvest Bank. That is, and also run by the Greater Tulsa Home Builders Association. We're going to take a quick break now for the bottom of the hour news. Invite you to come back with me after the news. You can call during the news, 918-460-KRMG. You'll be first in line when we come back. I'm Alan Storjohn. Thanks for listening. This is The Gardening Show right here on News 102.3 KRMG.
This is where you get answers you'll need for every season, on your lawn or in your garden, from the expert. Call 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764 right now, and join the KRMG Gardening Show with Alan Storjohn, News 102.3 KRMG.
And hi, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you're having a good Saturday. Now that the rain has left, it's gone off to the east. That was quite a downpour there for a little while, a little bit of wind, maybe some excitement there. But you will get inside here at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show. You won't even know anything about wind. It's going to be so nice in here. Sunny skies, as you just heard, and a beautiful day. So I'm so glad that the weather got through and gone before everybody wanted to come over here and check it all out. The 2019 Tulsa Home and Garden Show, presented by the Home Builders Association of Greater Tulsa. It is amazing. It's right here at the River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. You know where it is, here on 21st Street. And if you haven't been for some time, you want to come. You will be glad if you do. You'll be glad with all the experts that you'll find here at the show. Long list. They've got a great, I guess it's like a newspaper brochure that you can pick up when you come in the door. Large map so you can find where you want to go, if there's a particular vendor you want to visit with, or if you just need to get oriented where you're supposed to be or where you're headed to. It is Well done. And then a long list of different types of services and different kinds of builders and designers. You will find everything right here. Plus, a lot of fun things, too. They've got OGTs, the Oklahoma, I mean, it's America's Got Talent. Olate Dogs are going to perform here. Food Network's Emily Ellen is going to be on the cooking stage. HGTV's Chip Wade's going to be here. Paul James, a local gardening expert. Paul, everybody knows Paul from Gardening by the Yard. He will be here, and they've got a beer garden. I'm just amazed with all the things that are going to be here. I particularly enjoy seeing the landscape exhibits that they put here, and with me right now is one of the vendors. Kelly Moritz is here with Kelly Design, and we were just chatting about all the great things that you have here. Tell everybody, Kelly, where they can find you.
Well, we're upstairs in the center aisle, the main feature.
That's awesome.
Front's up top. Up top.
I think, and I haven't had a chance to roam around because I came in down here on the lower level, but I'm going to go see it. So what have you done differently this year that you haven't had out there before?
Well, we have a really big water feature. It's a bubbler, so it's low maintenance, gravel pit type water feature. We have a patio. We have a little wall that we've built to show people that we can do flagstone patios, water features, fire pits, landscaping, just a little bit of everything.
You know, the outdoor living room is really popular now.
Yeah,
people just are building those kinds of things like crazy, so they can just step out the back door. They're on something special and they want to stay out there. What's your most asked for feature in the backyard these days?
A lot of patios, a lot of flagstone, a lot of water, and a lot of fire pits.
They like the fire pits.
Yeah, we have one at home, and my husband and I are out there all the time.
Yeah, those are really, really cool. So, folks, if you want to see it done right, come check out Kelly Design, the main, I guess, landscape feature for the whole show. And you're going to be there where they could chat with you?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there all day, and my son will be there, too. So we're ready to chat it up.
Fantastic. Kelly, well, tell folks how they can contact you if they want to call you or if you have a website.
We have a website, Kelly Design, Inc., .com. It's easy. And then it's K-E-L-L-E-Y. Our phone number is 918-645-3988 is my son's cell. And my office is 918-743-0738.
Perfect. Very nice. Well, Kelly, thanks for stepping up to the microphone.
Great. Thank
you. Hope it goes great. Hope you have a great day today.
All righty.
She's a great, great exhibit up there. And you can basically just visit with her about some things that she's done, and that's the great thing about the Home and Garden Show. Folks that come can chat with these businesses about their past projects, and then you can get great references from them. You can essentially just roam from one exhibitor to the next, or you could be real focused. You can get this guide, and you can go right to the one you want to chat with and see what they can do for you right here at the Home and Garden Show. If you have a gardening question about your landscape or your lawn, your flowers, your fruits, or your vegetable garden, or your indoor plants, or something you're hoping or thinking you might try to do, you can call 918-460-KRMG, and we'll get you in here. Looks like we do have a caller, so let's go to the phones right now and see if Becky is still there. Are you still with me, Becky? Hello, Becky. Go ahead. Let's try Joe instead. Becky may be getting in her car to come on over here, so we're going to check in with Joe. Joe, thanks for your call. How can I help you?
Thank you. You are right. I'm headed that way.
Good deal. What's going on?
Hey, I've been listening to you every Saturday for a little while and kind of getting an idea of, I've got a lawn in the middle of woods, and I'm trying to get some depth into my, I guess, landscaping. I want to get some stuff grown in the woods, so I bought some macuba and some vines and stuff that'll grow out there, but I think last week you mentioned that if it's a Japanese derivative, you tend to have to work with them. If it's a Chinese, they're a little more hardy.
Exactly.
I went and looked. All mine are Japanese. It's a little disheartened, but I was hoping maybe you could give me some advice on some Chinese variants of some vines and some stuff that'll do well in pretty much full shade during the summer.
Well, that's the difference. When you when you're talking about a plant that's got chinensis on the end of its botanical name, it's going to like the sunshine. It's going to really prefer the sunshine. There's a few that will grow in the shade, but not many. You've done actually the thing I would have done. I would be searching for shade tolerant and shade requiring plants that in many cases have a Japanese kind of a ancestry or origin. So you did okay. I mean, in the shade, you'll be planting things as perennials. You can plant a lot of hostas, a lot of ferns. You can plant a number of heuchera, which is the coral bells. You can plant, if you're lucky, if it's good soil, a stilbe. You can plant those out there. There's a pretty good list of things that I brought a list here to the Home and Garden Show that you could pick up if you were to come out here before I leave. Or you could go online to karamg.com and download my top 10 plants for Oakey Landscapes. There's a list there of good plants for shade, sun, all kinds of other conditions. But you've got a great place there. Now, vines, you know, you can easily put English ivy out there for a ground cover, and it will vine up on certain things. But if you need a shade loving vine, then you can always go with the Carolina jessamine. It does do pretty good in the shade and gives you nice blooms in the spring. So not a terrible number of vines that will just be prolific in the shade, but Carolina jessamine is an evergreen vine that you might look for if you need a vine on a structure or something like that. But I could go on and on and on, but bottom line is you could do a little bit of checking with a local landscape nursery, ask them a similar question, and let them show you some of their shade-loving plants, and you'll be on your way.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Joe. Thanks a lot for calling and listening in to the show this morning. 15 minutes now until 10 o'clock here on the Gardening Show. And we've got the exhibitors streaming in here. The door is not open to the public yet, but definitely won't be long, and you'll be able to come on in. And we'll definitely have a lock that we can talk about if you want to come right over to the table here. I'll be right inside the southeast door here at the Home and Garden Show. Let me tell you about something that I hope that you'll look for when you're out shopping for products to take care of your lawn. It's actually one of the best products on the market for weed control, and it's called Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is by Bonide. It's a family company, and all their products are made right here in America. If you want that picture-perfect lawn, just one that's going to stop the weeds that are there and prevent your summer weeds from germinating, get Weed Beater Complete. That's why it's called Weed Beater Complete, because it has ingredients that are pre-emerge, keeps from having summer crabgrass and other grassy weeds that pop up in April, and also it will annihilate those broadleaf weeds that you're looking at right now, like henbit, chickweed, dandelion, clover, and all kinds of things like that. It's really going to help you get all those tough to control weeds. Controls over 200 on the labels, what they say. So that's remarkable. It will work through the roots and shoots and get the weeds that are there, and then it puts that pre-emerge layer down to prevent the seeds from germinating and coming up in the early summer, late spring. Fantastic. So it's called Weed Beater Complete. It's made by Bonide. You can find it at Sanders Nursery in Broken Arrow. Raska Nursery in Broken Arrow carries it as well. A good line of Bonide products at both places. And Southwood Landscape and Garden Center in South Tulsa has Bonide products. So if you're looking for this one or any other Bonide products and you can't find them where you shop, then go to Bonide.com to find a retailer near you. And so I recommend you get those weeds with Weed Beater Complete. We're going to be right back after these messages. Call during the break. We'll chat with you on the other side. We've got some open lines right now. That number, 918-460-KRMG. You know it. Give me a ring. I'm Alan Storjahan. Thanks for listening. This is The Gardening Show right here on News 102.3 KRMG.
Turn off that mower and turn up the radio. Keeping a green thumb is easier with help from Oklahoma's garden expert, Alan Storjahan. To join the conversation with your plant, lawn, landscape, or garden question, call 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. This is the KRMG Gardening Show on News 102.3 KRMG.
And hi, everybody, welcome in. Hope you're having a nice Saturday. Isn't it nice? I mean, it was a little bit rocky here earlier this morning, but it's gone, and we just have a little wind to deal with today. So come inside. You want to come inside and enjoy the Home and Garden Show here, the Tulsa Home and Garden Show 70th anniversary. Can you believe 70 years ago they started this, and it gets better and better every year. If you haven't been for a while, this is the year you need to come and just check it all out. When you come inside the door, whichever door you choose, they've got a great booklet, brochure, guide that you can pick up, and it has all the exhibitors and a wonderful map so you can head off to wherever you want to go. I hope that you'll come by and say hi to me. I'm inside the south door on the far east end, the lower level, so you can come in and say hi. We brought some of my stuff, some of these handouts, some of the Bonide material here. This is a great one. This is the helpful tips for the home fruit grower. So if you're trying to grow fruit trees, you need a few tips on disease and insect control and planting and a little bit about some of the best types of fruits that you would grow in here and when you spray and, you know, how you do all this. You need to pick one of these up. And flipping it over, it's got how to grow vegetables on it. So it's like a twofer. You get two publications in one. And then I do have my tip sheet on success with plants. It's called Short and Sweet Plant Care Advice. Pick that one up. And on the flip side of that one is basically making your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I talk about that a lot here in the spring. People want to know how to do that. So we're having a great time here. We'll be loving it when you come in. And you'll have a wonderful experience, I guarantee you. One of the places I encourage you to go stop by and see is the Sanders Nursery exhibit here on the lower level. It's really one of the best things I've ever seen. They've done a great job. They have the largest assortment of plants at Sanders. It's like a botanical garden on sale over there. And with me right now is Blair Stewart. And Blair, how long did it take you to make that?
Several days.
Good morning. Did you start Monday?
At least.
Yeah.
Several trucks.
Usually you get going, you know, and you start thinking, are we going to get it done in time, you know?
So well, you get the base foundation, then you can always add color. So you're running back and forth to the nursery to insert just a little bit more.
You want one more thing in color, to put in there. Well, you did a great job, and you've got some structures going on, too. Mm-hmm. So, folks, when they come to Sanders, they see so many plants. This is a great thing for them to see how they could be utilized in a landscape setting.
Yes, we are full. We are ready. We've been getting trucks every single day. And, again, we've got so much color that's popping, starting to pop. So spring is just about here.
That's true. Have you noticed things have been a little bit slow, kind of you know, a little bit of a delay on a lot of blooms this year?
Welcome to Tulsa, America. You know, we're 70 degrees, and then we're 8 degrees, and then we're 70 degrees. You know, no wind at all or anything.
I was worried for you guys during that 8-degree spell. I always worry for my nursery and landscape and greenhouse people, just hoping that nothing bad happens. But you've got lots of things that keep those plants safe and healthy and looking good. So what's new at the nursery people can find when they come out there? Is anything special and new that they'll find?
Some of the things that a lot of people struggle with are items for shade. And we've got some Helioborus that's in full bloom right now.
Wow.
Called a Christmas rose, a Lenten rose, or if you want to get Latin with it, Helioborus.
Yeah.
Pink blooms all over. A little evergreen, perennial, real good companion plant with hostas. Outstanding under Japanese maples. A few other things. We've got PGM rhododendron in full winter color. That'll have a smaller azalea-like bloom here pretty soon. Something else that caught my eye is it's called a Coast Lakotho. It's a rainbow variety.
Whoa.
Again, all these items are for a shade garden, which very difficult to find colorful items for shade. Coast Lakotho stays evergreen, has a swirly butterfly effect on the leaves and blooms, gets a nice winter color. So how many items, Alan, can you find that look like that through the wintertime?
You know, that just reminds me to tell folks, that's why you go to a landscape nursery and chat with the folks there, because they know what really does well here in Tulsa. So Sanders Nursery, they're here for you to ask questions and maybe see what they can do, and also ask just find out all the different products that they have available there. And I hope you have a great show. It's been nice visiting with you, Blair.
Right, come see me. This is Blair Stewart. I'm at Sanders Nursery.
And tell folks how they can reach you. Do you have a website or Facebook page?
We do have a website. Very easy to get to. Get on the Creek Turnpike, take County Line South, Okay. About 5 miles. Also, if you come see me, I've got a 15% off coupon that's good through April, middle of April.
Right here at the Home and Garden Show.
Very good.
Thanks, Blair.
Thank you.
Glad for them. They've got that right inside the door, just a few steps into the middle of the area here. So you can check out their display along with everything else here at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show. It's going to be a fun, fun trip for you. We're getting close to the top of the hour. Let's see if we have a caller. Looks like our next caller is going to be Becky. And Becky, thanks for calling me. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Hi.
I have two quick questions. My first question is, my blue diamond crepe myrtles late last summer were getting some little bitty white spots all over them, all over the stems. And I don't know if those were bugs or a fungus or what, all over from top to bottom.
You know, you have crepe myrtle scale. It's a small insect that sucks juices out of the small stems and sometimes on the underside of leaves. And they will congregate into large masses of those whitish bumps that are up and down the stem. And when they feed on the plant, the juices go through that tiny insect. And then they excrete those, and it grows a black sooty mold fungus. So you're going to see a blackish growth on the stems also. That's basically a mold fungus. It's a real ugly insect problem, and a lot of folks are getting it. Unfortunately, it's relatively new when it comes to crepe myrtles. We have had very few pest problems for crepe myrtles for many, many years. Now this one's moved into the population of the crepe myrtles across the southern part of the country. So you will need to spray it with an insecticide that's labeled for scale. Use a scale insecticide. The tree and shrub insect control that Bonide sells is another good option. I tell people to try that on it first, and that will be a good way to get those insects from feet when they feed on the plant. So look for Bonide tree and shrub insect control, and I think you'll get some good results.
Has it killed my plant?
No. It's not killed your plant. It's just uglifying it right now. And it probably won't kill it. It just gets to where it's just very, very nasty looking, and it weakens it, because if you get a big population on it, it's going to suck a lot of the juices out of the stems. And so you want to try to control it with either washing it off, brushing it off, or use a approved insecticide spray.
My second question is, I planted some canna bulbs, roots, whatever you want to call them, last summer, and they grew and they bloomed.
Right.
And I had a neighbor tell me, oh, well, you can save the little seeds off of the flower pods. And so I was wondering, do I start those inside or do I just put them in the ground? I saved a bunch of seeds off of my cannas, and so I thought, oh, yeah, I can have more cannas.
Hey, Becky, you can do that. You can sow the seeds and try to get them to grow that way. And thank you for your call. We got to let you go because the news is next here. And we'll be back starting next hour. The doors will be open here at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show. So come on out and check it all over. I'm Alan Storjahan. We'll be right back after the news right here on News 102.3 KRMG.